Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Now to another memorial, this one here in Boston. It's the Garden of Peace, a memorial to Massachusetts homicide victims. 52 new names are carved in stone there, names that were remembered during a somber event last night at the park's annual dedication ceremony. The Garden of Peace is a small park tucked between government buildings that often triggers poignant and sometimes painful memories for visitors. We took a walk through the park with WBUR's Martha Biebinger.
I stand at the top of a sloping sidewalk. On my left are smooth, melon-sized stones that line a sort of dry riverbed. I relax in this tranquil scene until I look down. The first name that catches my eye, etched in stone, is Molly Ann Bish.
Molly Bish was abducted from Cummins Pond in June of 2000.
Bob Ward is a board member with the Garden of Peace and a reporter at Fox 25.
She was a lifeguard. Her mother dropped her off, and she was never seen alive again.
And right next to her is
a horrific case. Jeff Curley, a East Cambridge boy, out with his bicycle. Two young men kidnapped him, wanted to have sex with him. They asphyxiated him with a gas-soaked rag in the backseat of a car. That case almost reinstated the death penalty in Massachusetts. It lost by one vote. Not far from where Holly Prenin, Molly Bish, and Jeff Curley are is President Kennedy. So you have a most powerful person in the world and the most common person in the world right here, and what unites them is what happened to them.
Here's a stone from Matthew Eapen, the toddler who died of shaken baby syndrome and whose nanny Louise Woodward was convicted of involuntary manslaughter. Carol Ann DeMady was pregnant when her husband Charles Stewart shot her. He blamed a black man, and the search for that fictitious murderer rocked Boston. Near the end of the River of Stones, I meet Evelyn Tobin, who's paying tribute to her daughter, Kathy Dempsey.
She was in her bed at home in Lexington, and someone entered with the intent of burglary. She woke up, and he attacked her and killed her.
The way that the garden is designed, the beginning of it is the granite orb representing deep grief. And so the most recent murders are close to the early grief. And then they make their way around in this riverbed, and they culminate at the statue, which is the symbol of hope. So those of us who have had a longer journey and are closer to some kind of feeling of peace and resolution are closer to the symbol of hope.
Are you there, Evelyn?
Am I there? I am there. I am. Our daughter's murder was just resolved after 20 years. And I can feel not acceptance and not that horrible word, closure, but I at least I know justice was served.
Although these people may have been killed in very different circumstances, different neighborhoods or communities around the state, there's a merging of experience. Or
yes.
Is that how you think of it?
Yes, it is how I think of it. And look around. It's a sea of faces that mirror the city and the Commonwealth, you know. And it's the only time, and I've lived in or near Boston all my life, it's the only time I've seen such a diverse group of people come together with a common experience.
In Boston, we share a history on many levels, from the founding of our country through to current politics, our beloved and reviled sports teams, and even the weather. But I've worked in Boston for almost 20 years, and until I stumbled on the Garden of Peace, I hadn't thought about this dark side, our history of shared horror and grief. Reverend Jeffrey Brown, with a 10-point coalition, tells an audience gathered for this annual tribute to homicide victims not to get stuck in the grief that violence leaves in its wake.
In this time of reflection, in all of the work that we have yet to do, we must all pledge that we can be neighborly to one another and come together to end the dominance of violence in our community. It has to end.
The 52 new names added to the garden at this ceremony are carved in a stone wall. The garden is out of space for more stones representing this community bound by tragedy. A half dozen groups incorporate the garden in their violence prevention programs for school-aged children and adults. They're working hard to limit the need to find space for more names. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.
To see photos, post your comments, and find directions to the Garden of Peace, go to our website, wbur.org.